Well, cystic fibrosis and me, it's been part of me since I was born. I was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis age 2. I spent a year in Temple Street Hospital because they didn't know what was wrong with me. So between the jigs and the reels, they eventually found out I had CF. But I've had it all my life. It's been part of me. It's part of who I am, but it doesn't define me, obviously. And it's been a challenge I've had and continue to have.
You chose several years ago to share your diagnosis and to share your CF story. What made you decide to do that in such a public way?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, most of my life, very few people knew I had cystic fibrosis. I was in the entertainment industry. I was a performer. I was a dancer, an artist, all of the above. But I let my talent lead the way. I think it's about 6 years ago now. I decided the time was right. I'd always said with my mom many years ago, she always said to me, Judy, you need to show your achievements. You need to get out there. And I always said, Mom, I will absolutely inspire and encourage others with CF when the time is right. But I also want to do something special. So what happened? It came along. I started on Dancing with the Stars. And a moment came during the show when a young child came or was due to come to the show. And she was sick in the hospital. And they asked, would I do a picture with her or could I meet her? And I said, no problem. And I said, what was wrong with the child? And they said, well, the child actually has cystic fibrosis. At this stage, I had never shared my story. Nobody knew I had CF. And at that moment, I just wanted to reach out to that kid and say, you're going to be okay. Keep fighting. It's going to be all right. You look at me. I'm still flying the flag. And that was the catalyst. So I said, there and then, now is the time, Judy. Now is the time to set up your foundation. Now is the moment, because you need to be able to share your story, to inspire others and help other families. And that was the catalyst, you know, to start the foundation and to help families. Because at the end of the day, I want to help families with cystic fibrosis. They are the unsung heroes. People forget about families sometimes. Sometimes the person who's sick takes all the energy. But we can only get through our illness with great support network around us. Our moms, our dads, our carers, our family, our friends. They are the most important thing. What I saw firsthand over the years, having come to Vincent since I'm 15, moms and dads lying on floors, sleeping on chairs, not being able to stay with their loved ones, not being able to spend quality time with them because they're rushing home to get the train back to Donegal or Cork or Galway. So that was something I thought, you know what? It wasn't right. And I felt when the moment was right, I kept saying, Judy, hold on. The time will come when you'll be able to make a difference, bring people together. And hence, that's what we've done. We've got a great team of people to try and bring Tranquility House to life.
Something I learned on the way in to chat to you today, over 1,200 people living with CF in Ireland. The highest incidence of CF on the planet is here.
Absolutely, and many people don't realise that. Yes, we have the highest incidence of CF in the world here in Ireland. And many, many people, and there will be many more diagnosed with CF. So it's one of those diseases that people know about but don't know about at the same time. But it affects a huge families in many, many ways. And people, while CF affects the lungs, it also affects the pancreas, the liver, the kidneys. You know, it's a multi-organal disease. And many people go through transplant, lung transplant, kidney transplant, liver transplants. So the key is, you know, having CF is to try and keep fit, focused and fresh. That's what I always say. They're my key things to people. Because you've got to stay positive. You've got to surround yourself with good people, right? Have a good network around you. Keep focused on your nutrition, your diet, and also your mental health space. Because again, with CF, as you, here you are today, you're in my room in the hospital. It's the four walls. We're isolated here. When you come to hospital, you could be here for 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months. In a room, on your own. we cannot meet each other, other CFs. It's the 6 feet apart rule. And at that, we don't really even see each other because just in case with bugs and cross-contamination. So it's important. So those, for people coming into the hospital, we love having a visitor or somebody to, you know, cheer up the day. And hence when I saw people didn't have anyone coming to see them because the family couldn't afford to come to Dublin because of the costs, everything. And hence why we put the house in place so people could come, stay somewhere, relax, recuperate, and come and see their loved ones.
Looking again before I come in to meet you today, over 100 CF patients at any one time in inpatient care, like yourself at the moment.
Yeah.
60 to 70 plus of those here in the Dublin area. So it must be a massive relief for families and for people living with CF to have that accommodation sorted in advance of a trip to hospital. The stress relief must be incredible.
Oh, it's a game changer. This will be a game changer for families. I mean, it's the first home from home for cystic fibrosis families ever in Ireland and dedicated solely to cystic fibrosis families. And it will take a huge burden of stress because you have to remember when someone is ill in hospital with CF, it can become very, very stressful for family members. And they don't want to have to be worrying about, can I afford to stay? Where would I stay? Where would I park? You know, they need to be able to spend quality time with their loved one. And what the foundation is going to give them is that quality time. It's going to allow them be with their loved one for as long as they need to be with them. Because we will give them a home away from home. We will look after them at Tranquility House. They will not have to worry. They will stay free of charge in the house. We will look after them. We will fill their fridge. We'll look after their parking. We are caring for families with cystic fibrosis. We want to let them know we care about them and they are important because the backbone of getting well with CF is having a wonderful family and encouragement. And having a house like Tranquility House allows people to just be with their loved ones at the most critical of times. And sometimes they can be very sad times. And, you know, the future will be families together always at the most important times.
And it's not like somebody fracturing an arm. These are long stays. These are 6 week stays in general. And that is not the exception. That's the norm when it comes to CF, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, your minimum will start with 2 weeks and it can go up from there. It depends on multifactorial issues with it, different infections, different bugs. And you could come in with a chest infection, but you might end up with a bowel obstruction, or you might have a pancreatic issue, or you may end up with a kidney issue, so that prolongs your stay. And it depends on how much the infection has got in on your system as well. So you have to fight through multiple courses of antibiotics. It can be quite, the treatment is quite hard, but it's effective. There are wonderful physiotherapists, so you go through a lot of physiotherapy because you've got to consistently clear all the mucus with cystic fibrosis. Imagine, I say to people, you have a permanent chest infection. You know when you have a chest infection and you're constantly coughing and phlegm and phlegm. Well, that's daily life for someone with cystic fibrosis. So the key is to consistently clear your lungs of that phlegm. You know, so you'll do that in the morning, you do that in the evening, and you do, because that's very important, to clear the airways so you can breathe. Because remember, it's like breathing through a straw. So if you breathe through a straw, you'll know what it's like having cystic fibrosis. You know, and that's the minor side. You know, you've got to remember that it affects everybody differently. And everybody has a different gene. And there are lots of great treatment out there now, which the wonderful thing is there are lots of new drugs on the market. But the most important thing, as they always say, families and friends. And you need that. And Tranquility House will give families the opportunity somewhere to stay and rest their head.
We're so used to seeing you overseeing and being in charge of the choreo of expert performers in their field. And it strikes me that this is no different. You're overseeing experts in their field and the choreography of this incredible project. Tranquility House, it's a fabulous Georgian house. It's in the beautiful, leafy Dublin suburb of Rathgar. How many stories? Just paint the picture for me, if you would.
So, okay, so Tranquility House, yes, as you said, it's in Rathgar. It's a four-story over basement, a beautiful old period property. We are going to transform it into four individual self-contained apartments with one to two bedrooms in each. So every floor will have its own apartment. So it will also have a beautiful garden where people will be able to go out, sit, relax, recuperate. We're also going to have, it'll have wheelchair access as well. One of our apartments is designated for wheelchair access. So somebody won't have to go up into the main house. They'll be able to go in to our lower basement level, and it'll be beautifully kitted out as well. We're thinking of everything here, you know, because we want to make something very, very special. When you arrive at the house, even just when you go onto the road, there's a sense of serenity, of peace, and indeed tranquility. And the house, when someone comes back from the hospital, they're just going to feel loved and cared for, because it's going to be warm, safe. You know, it's going to have everything that somebody needs. And it's a beautiful property, but it needs a lot of work.
The clue is in the name, really, isn't it? Tranquility House. I've seen footage of yourself and the wonderful Dermot Bannon, who's overseeing the design for you, saying that he's fallen in love with it. He said it was love at first sight when he was in that, I think it's at the front of the house, that sitting
room.
Right, yes. He said it was akin to a ballroom, which of course you'd feel very at home in.
Oh, indeed. Oh, listen, I mean, I've had 22 steps with Dermot Bannon over this project, I can tell you. By the end of this, it'll be a tango or something like that. Rapasodoble, and somebody be the bull and somebody be the cape. And I don't know who'll be on the floor, but anyway, that's another story.
There's a trades day. You're trying to get people involved. There's already been so much kindness extended, an outpouring of it, and of services, and of professionals.
Yeah, so this is hugely important. I mean, we're on the last leg to get this house open, but we cannot do it without help. So we're doing a national call out, a trades day, where we're looking for those tiders, plumbers, electricians, painters, anybody who has a trade, who feels they could help us get this house finished, to reach out to us and come along on our trades day on the 23rd.
And this is happening in the masonry building, iconic offices, 151 Thomas Street in Dublin 8, between 10 and 3:30. Dermot will be there.
Absolutely, Dermot will be there. The whole team will be there. I mean, it's going to be a very, very special day as well, because it's everyone coming together. They'll see where we're going with this, all the people who want to offer the trades. They'll be able to see what we've done to date and where we're going. And it's going to be a special day. So we would ask anyone out there, individuals, companies, who might go, do you know what? Let's go and get a team together and let's help them. Because, you know what? Teamwork makes the dream work. That's my line. And the more people we get, the better. Because then we can make a plan, because we're going to have a 10-day blitz where all the tradespeople will work together on a schedule to get this house finished. But we can only do it with the help of the people of Ireland. We have a D-Day. We have to open on the 1st of August. So anyone out there listening, please, if you've a trade, you can help at all. Or if you have a cousin or an uncle or a boss, can you just shake them down? But you will be part of a legacy, and the feel-good factor for yourself, for your friends, for your company. Just come on board with us, because you'd just be doing something wonderful. But to date, the people in Ireland have been amazing. And I know, I keep saying it, I know they won't let me down. They have come on the journey. They've believed in the journey since we started this. I made a promise 5 years ago on the Late Late Show that I would deliver this project. and people trusted me and they put their money out there, invested into our project. And so I want to make sure that we deliver as best we can.
It's the A to Z of trades. You'll take carpenters, plumbers, electricians. You've mentioned some of these already, Julian. Painters, sash window repair and restoration, garden landscapers, metal fabricators. The list is endless. So come along and let Julian and Dermot know what you can do.
Absolutely. They can absolutely go to jbcff.com and they can register their interest there. And they can email info@jbcff.com and absolutely, and come along on the day. We would absolutely love to see as many people as we can there. It'll be a day that they'll go away with a song in their heart. You know, they will. It'll be a feel-good factor and they'll be doing something really good. And if you can, and big or small, this is something for everyone to help. So if you could offer a small service or a big service, or maybe you can't make it on the day and you go, I really want to help that project. We do need some financial help. So you can absolutely go onto the website and you can donate direct, whatever it is.
And you referenced the 10-day blitz in April. And I love the fact that that's part of a Room to Improve special with Dermot. That will be filmed and on our TV screens too.
Absolutely. The whole project from the inception has been filmed to date. So this will all be part of a special for Room to Improve. And for the Trades Day as well will be filmed, and the 10-day blitz. So we're following the journey of the beginning, the humble beginnings, and to the very end, and the story of the charity, and, you know, and then the humans involved, because there are many people involved in this project. You know, it's just taken so many great people to put this together, you know, and, you know, I say it might be the orchestrator, as you say, or whatever, the choreographer in the back, but you can't do it without great people. And I have great people on the team and supporting me, and it's fantastic.
I know I mentioned yourself, I mentioned Dermot. I think I have to mention Peter Donegan, because it's not just the building itself, it's the gardens and the grounds too.
Oh, listen, Peter Donegan, rock star, absolutely. Because you know what? You're so right. The garden to me was very important also, that, you know, we got that right as well, you know. The house is like the home with the hug, but we with the garden with our heart, right? And Peter is a wonderful designer. And as soon as he heard about our project, he wanted to come on board. He was so, absolutely, I'll come on, I'll design. And he's come up with some very creative designs. And I know when it's all finished and, you know, I know it's going to be wonderful. And it'll be something very unique and special. And Peter doesn't do normal.
We're talking about a gold winner here at the Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show. Like, the calibre is there.
The best of the best. I mean, you don't win gold at that flower show unless you are top of your game. And I'm humbled that he's coming on board our project. And this is the wonderful thing. Like, people at the top of their game have come on board our project. You know, Peter and Dermot and there's so many companies, you know, they've come on board. And that's the magic. The little magic dust that is happening, you know. It's all starting to circle. And it's getting exciting. And, you know, you just hope, okay, let's get to the finish line.
And that finish line, as you said, the 1st of August. But to get there, the 23rd of February is approaching. And that needs to be a massive success.
Exactly. The 23rd of February, it's do or die. So that's where we need everybody to come out, even to commit your trade, even if you can't appear on the day, but you have a mega trade and you go, we want to get involved, just drop us a line. We'll absolutely be back to you and we will want you involved on our journey, because 23rd will lay the foundations for the run rate to finish this house and to cut the ribbon on the 1st of all.
From breaking ground to getting that front door opened. Julian, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say thank you so much to everybody at East Coast and across the board for all your support. You have all been mega.